Chapter 6. It's funny. You see them chopped time and again, but you know it will never happen to you. Frank Lemmer's voice was steady and even. The arm must be numb, Rod thought as he lay beside him in the stope. Frank Lemmer rolled his head towards Rod. Why don't you go farming, boy? You know why, said Rod. Yes. Lemmer smiled a little, just a twitching of the lips. With his free hand, he wiped his mouth. You know, I had just 3 months more before I went on pension. I nearly made it. You'll end like this, boy, in the dirt with your bones crunched up. It's not the end, said Rod. Isn't it? Asked Frank Lemmer, and this time he chuckled. Isn't it? What's the joke? Asked Dan Stander, poking his head into the tiny chamber. Christ, it took you long enough to get here, growled Frank Lemmer. Give me a hand, Rod. Dan passed his bag through. Then, as he crawled forward, he spoke to Frank Lemmer. Union Steel closed at 98 cents tonight. I told you to buy. Overpriced, overcapitalized, snorted Frank Lemmer. Dan lay on his side in the dirt and laid out his instruments, and they argued stocks and shares. When Dan had the syringe full of pentothal and was swabbing Frank Lemmer's stringy old arm, Remmer rolled his head towards Rod again. We made a good dig here, Rodney, you and I. I wish they'd give it to you now, but they won't. You're still too young. But whoever they put in my place, you keep an eye on him. You know the ground. Don't let him balls it up. And the needle went in. Dan cut through the arm in 4.5 minutes, and 27 minutes later, Frank Lemmer died of shock and exposure in the Mary Ann on his way to the surface.